Amen. Well, if you have your Bible, I invite you to turn with me at this time to the book of Hebrews. We're continuing in Hebrews chapter 11 in our message series on growing in faith. And this morning we're in Hebrews 11 verses 8 through 10. Hebrews 11 verses 8 through 10. And as we learned last week, this passage is the first of really three sections in Hebrews chapter 11, which all focus on Abraham. And we started this section last week. We're going to continue it this week. This first section shows us how Abraham demonstrated his faith by following God's leading. By following God's leading. And as we look at these three verses, 8 through 10, they tell us how Abraham followed God's leading. And then that obviously tells us then how we also today, how we also can follow God's leading today. And following God's leading, we said last week, means three things. We set out in faith, we continue to walk by faith, and then thirdly, we also look forward in faith to the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise. And last week, we looked at verse 8. That was the verse which spoke about setting out in faith. And had the opportunity to speak with a number of you this week, and you shared how that was very important to you, how it really helped you as you had different things that were on your plate, and you were setting out in faith. God told Abraham, leave your country, leave your people, your father's household, go to the land I will show you. God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham did what? He set out in faith. He obeyed God. He went, even though he had no idea where he was going. And we learned three things from Abraham's example last week about setting out in faith. That setting out in faith means you follow God's leading promptly, right? You trust God to cover your losses. And thirdly, you don't wait for full information. Once you have discerned God's leading, remember we said that's different from following. Once you've discerned God's leading, now you're ready to follow God's leading. You set out in faith. You move forward. You take that first step of faith. Even if you don't know where you're heading or how it's all going to turn out, you set out in faith. And why? Because faith is being sure of what you hope for, certain of what you do not see. And so you trust God to lead you one step at a time, even when you can't see the path that is before you. However, when it comes to following God's leading, what we talked about last week, setting out in faith, that's only the beginning, okay? It's because now we want to move to verses 9 and 10, and these verses speak about continuing in faith and looking forward in faith. And so those are the two aspects of following God's leading that we're going to explore now today. And although we're going to really just focus on verses 9 and 10, we studied verse 8 last week, I'm going to read all three verses as we begin this morning. Would you please stand with me for the reading of God's Word, Hebrews 11 and verses 8 through 10. Says this, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. This is the word of God. Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, as we look into your word now, we pray that you would help us as we continue this this message on following your leading. And Lord, even as we learned how to set out in faith last week, help us now as we learn to continue to walk by faith and as we look forward in faith to the fulfillment of your promise. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. It would be nice, once you set out in faith, if everything just sort of magically fell into place. It would be nice if after you took that first step of faith, suddenly everything became clear. You had no more questions, right? No further risks, nothing else unseen. It would be nice if following God's leading only required that first step of faith and then all the rest of the steps were easy. It would be nice, but you know it rarely works that way, right? Once you set out in faith, now you must also continue to walk by faith. And if you think that it can be hard to set out in faith, and it is, then understand that it can also be even harder to continue to walk by faith over the long run. This was something Abraham learned as he followed God's leading. It's so important for us to learn this as well. It's so important because there is such a great reward when you follow God's leading all the way to the end of the path. And so verse 9, our next verse in our chapter here, talks about continuing to walk by faith. Let's go back and look at verse 9 together. It says this, "By faith, Abraham made his home in the promised land. Like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise." And in this verse, here in this verse, we learn three things really from Abraham and his example about continuing to walk by faith. And those three things are this. Don't expect instant results, okay? When you continue to walk by faith, don't expect instant results. Don't get too comfortable in one place. And number three, be ready to camp out on God's promises. So we're going to look at all three of those now. First of all, don't expect instant results. Once Abraham arrived in the land of Canaan, God gave him the promise of the land. However, even then, the promise was for the future. It wasn't for the present. God told Abraham this in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. He said, "Abraham, to your offspring I will give this land." To your offspring. So it wasn't Abraham, it was Abraham's descendants who would later receive the land. But this future aspect of God's promise did not deter Abraham in the least. Abraham staked out his claim by faith. He made his home like a stranger in the promised land. He lived there in a tent. His descendants did the same thing, Isaac and Jacob, as they too awaited the fulfillment of God's promise. God promised Abraham the land, but he did not yet give Abraham the land. He didn't give it to him immediately. God unfolded his plan over a long period of time. So first you had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then Joseph, and then you had 400 years in Egypt, and then Moses, and then you've got another 40 years in the wilderness, and then finally it's under Joshua that God fulfilled his promise to Abraham, "To your offspring I will give this land." And you know what? That meant a lot of walking by faith in the meantime, right? And part of walking by faith means you need to adjust to God's timetable. Do not expect instant results. Now, this may actually be harder for us today than it even was for Abraham, because Abraham lived in a much slower-paced culture than we do, right? I don't think anyone expected instant results back in Abraham's day. Everything took a long time then, right? Preparing a meal might take you all day long. Just going from one place to another might take weeks. You know, we live in the days of airplanes and automobiles, of microwaves and email, of instant coffee and instant tea. You know, you just flick a switch to turn the lights on. You just turn the handle and you get water. We don't like to wait for anything, right? We want results and we want it now. You see, that's not always the way God works. You've got to remember, God lives outside of time. It's not like us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says this, "With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." Or Psalm 90, verse 4 in the Old Testament says this concerning God, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or just like a watch in the night." And so unlike you and I, right, God has plenty of time, okay? God has been unfolding his plan since before the ages began, and he will continue to do so on his timetable. No one can thwart God's purpose. No one can stand in his way. God is never rushed. He is never pushed. He's never in a hurry, which means that we need to learn patience when it comes to following God's leading. So if you're going to continue to walk by faith, don't expect everything to fall into place right away. Wait on God's timing. Don't expect instant results. And then secondly, don't get too comfortable in one place. Go back to verse 9 now. Verse 9 says this. It says, by faith Abraham made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And that phrase there, made his home like a stranger, that's just a single word, okay, in the original text. It's a word which means to dwell beside or to live as a temporary resident. It's a word that's normally used of aliens or refugees in the Bible. And so Abraham, he never really settled down. He never really made himself comfortable in the land of Canaan. He was a stranger in a strange land. He never became a citizen of any particular city. He never built a house. He never purchased any property that he could call home. We read in the book of Acts that God gave him no inheritance there, not even a foot of ground. In fact, when Abraham's wife Sarah died, Abraham didn't have any place to bury her. He had to actually purchase a plot of ground from the Hittites just to bury his wife. The land was Abraham's by promise, but he had to live in it as a foreigner and a stranger. Now, continuing in verse 9, we read this. It says, Abraham, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. In other words, Abraham never put down roots in any one place. He lived in tents and he moved around as God directed him. We read in Genesis that Abraham pitched his tents first in Shechem and then at Bethel and then at Hebron and then also Beersheba. God had promised him the land, but he didn't know when. He didn't know how. So what did he do? He kept himself mobile, kept himself flexible, open, ready to move at God's command. God also calls us to live as pilgrims in this world. We also are to live in tents, so to speak. That means we are to hold things lightly, should always be ready to let go and move on as God calls. The Bible tells us this world is passing away. So don't hold on to things too tightly. Putting roots down too deeply can hold us back from God's plans for us. Don't get too comfortable in one place. You know what? This is another hard one for us, isn't it? As 21st century Americans, I don't know about you, but I kind of like to be comfortable. How many of you like to be comfortable? Right? Okay, you got a choice. Sit in an easy chair or sit on a bed of nails. Which one are you going to take, right? We like to be comfortable. I like to be settled. I like predictability. I like routine. But you see, that is not the life of faith. Faith doesn't let you get too comfortable all in one place. Faith severs the anchor to the status quo. Faith chooses to maintain a pick-up-and-go attitude at all times. Faith keeps us limber and flexible and ready to respond to God's leading. I remember when we first moved back to Florida, we were trying to decide, do we buy a house or do we rent a home? And we didn't know where God was going to lead us next. We'd moved down here temporarily. We knew God was going to call us to a church someplace. We didn't know where. We had no idea that it would be here in Plantation, Florida. And so we rented. We made that decision so that when God called us, we could pick up and go. And then God led us here, and thank you, Lord. We are so happy to be here in Plantation. Now, when we say don't get too comfortable in one place, I don't want you to get too hung up on that word place, okay, as if we're only talking about physical place. A place has a far greater meaning than just physical location. And so if you're going to walk by faith, if you're going to continue to walk by faith, you need to not get too comfortable in any place in your life. In other words, God may not call you to leave your home, but he may call you to change your job. He may call you to rearrange your priorities. He may call you to take on a new challenge, or he may call you to move to a new place in your life. So that's the second part of continuing to walk by faith. You don't get too comfortable in one place. You need to be ready to respond to God's leading at any time. And then the third aspect of continuing to walk by faith is this: be ready to camp out on God's promises. be ready to camp out on them. Abraham did what? He lived in tents, right? As a stranger in a strange land. But you know what? He wasn't living in just any land, right? Where was he living? He was living in the promised land. Look at verse 9 again. It says, by faith, he made his home in the promised land, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Now, we hear about the promised land all the time, right? That's a common phrase. The promised land, the promised land. Did you know that this is the only place in the whole Bible where you actually find the phrase the promised land? This is the only place. Now, you find other phrases like the land God promised, or, you know, where God promised him to go. But this is the only place in the Bible you find the actual phrase the promised land. In Hebrews 11:9 says, Abraham made his home where? In the promised land. The land was not his yet, but God had promised it to him. And so he knew one day this land would indeed belong to him. It would belong to his descendants. And so in faith, he pitched his tent in the land of promise. Even purchasing the burial ground for his wife Sarah, instead of saying, you know what, I'll go back to my old homeland and I'll bury her there because looks like I'm never going to have land here, right? Even purchasing that burial plot for her in the promised land, that was an act of faith looking toward the future fulfillment of God's promise. Abraham camped out in the promises of God, and not only Abraham, but also his son Isaac, and then Isaac's son Jacob, both of whom, Hebrews 11:9 tells us, were heirs with him of the same promise. So when you follow God's leading, you got to do the same thing. You got to be ready to camp out on God's promises. What does that mean? It means staying with God for the long run. You stay in God's word. You keep steady in prayer. You remain faithful in Christian fellowship. You continue to trust God and follow his leading. No matter how long the wait, no matter how difficult the obstacles you face, no matter how unclear the path, God is faithful, and he will keep his word, and you need to follow him all the way through. It means you practice a stubborn faith, okay? It means you set up tent city on the promises of God. Walking by faith requires patience. Neither Abraham, nor Isaac, nor Jacob, none of them received the inheritance of the land themselves, but that didn't matter. They camped out on the promise of the land. They waited for God, and God came through. In fact, after the Israelites had finally conquered the promised land, they'd entered the land and they'd conquered it, Joshua was able to testify near the end of his life this, Joshua 21:45. He said, not one of all of the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. Pitch your tent on the promises of God and learn to wait patiently for God's fulfillment. Now, this interim period of struggle and waiting, okay, that's never easy, is it? And we might be tempted, you know, we've set out in faith, okay? We're continuing to walk by faith. That's our second part. But we might be tempted to kind of stop in the middle of all of the pain and the struggle instead of pressing on and following through all the way to God's victory on the other side. So how do you do that? How do you keep yourself going in the interim? How do you keep your faith strong for the long term? How was Abraham able to do that? How was he able to keep following God's leading even when he could not see the plan fulfilled? And we find the answer in verse 10 now. Hebrews 11:10 says this, says, for he was looking forward. He was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. What kept Abraham going? He was looking forward. Forward, the word translated looking forward there, it's a word that means to wait for something, to look for it, to expect it, to be ready, to be prepared for something. You know what? That puts us right back at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, right? Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. How do you keep going when you're stuck in the middle of the pain and the struggle? Not by looking back, right? Not by turning back or looking back. Not by looking at your present circumstances, not focusing there. No, you need to look forward. That's what Abraham did. Like Abraham, you need to look forward in faith to the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise. There's just a couple things I want us to take note of here. First of all, remember that God operates in eternity, not just in time. God operates in eternity. Verse 10 tells us that Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations. The city with foundations. Now, the word city here in verse 10, that's meant to contrast with the tents back in verse 9. Cities, permanence, tents, temporary. A city contains homes with permanent foundations as opposed to tents which have stakes that you pull up as you move on. Abraham lived as a stranger in tents outside the more permanent cities of Canaan. But you know, the city with foundations here in verse 10, that's not even the city of Canaan. Because verse 10 says what? It says, this city's architect and builder is God. This city's architect and builder is God. That word translated architect, it's a word that carries the idea of the craftsman or the designer. The word translated builder, that would be the workman or the contractor who does the actual work of the building now. Hebrews 11:10 says that God's both the architect and the designer. You usually don't get that all in one person, right? The architect and designer of this city to which Abraham was looking forward. So what city is that? Okay, this is no city here on earth. This is the heavenly city. This is the better country. This is Mount Zion. This is the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Two chapters ahead in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 13, 4, picks up in this verse when it says this, here on earth we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Hebrews 13, verse 14. And so heaven is the true city with foundations. Heaven is the true city of permanence. All the cities of this world are merely tents with pull-up stakes compared to the eternal city of God. The eternal city that God has designed and constructed. We're going to take a closer look at the city with foundations a little bit later in Hebrews chapter 11 when we get to verses 13 through 16, which talks more about this city with foundations. So Abraham, he wasn't just looking forward to the city of Canaan. He was looking forward to God's eternal kingdom, the city with eternal foundations. How do we apply that to ourselves? Wherever God leads you in this life, wherever God leads you, however he leads you, all has its ultimate fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And that means that some of God's promises to you are not going to be fulfilled in this life. You're going to have to wait for the next. One author puts it this way, God often postdates his checks, okay? You've got the check, but the date's off in the future. You got to wait a little before you can cash that check in. The promise is there, the money is in the bank, but you have to wait for God's time of fulfillment. And you know what? Sometimes that time of fulfillment is in eternity, not in our time here on earth. I like what John MacArthur writes about this. He says, the Christian is willing to forsake the present glory, comfort, and satisfaction of this present world for the future glory that is his in Christ. In contrast to the buy now, pay later attitude prevalent in the world, the Christian is willing to pay now and receive it later. And what makes the Christian willing to make such sacrifices? Hope, based on faith that the future holds something far better than the present. As Paul writes in Romans 8:18, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory that is to be revealed in us. So, you know, Abraham, he never actually inherited the land of Canaan, right? That was for his descendants. But you know what? It didn't matter. Because Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations. He was looking forward to his eternal home in heaven. Looking forward in faith means, first of all, remembering that God operates in eternity, not just in time. And then secondly and finally, remember that God's plan is it's bigger than you. God's plan is bigger than you. It's bigger than me, right? You know, we may want instant answers. We might want deliverance right now. Whereas God wants you maybe to learn some things so that you can be a benefit to others down the road. You may be wondering, you say, God, I set out in faith. I'm doing my best to continue walking by faith. But why is this so hard? When will I ever see the fruit of my faith? And you will in God's good time. You will. So trust God. Keep walking. Don't stop halfway. Your life is only one piece of the puzzle, okay? It's one piece of the puzzle of all that God's doing. But it's such an important piece to God. You know, the martyr who gives up his or her life for God, the martyr understands this truth. That's why the martyr is willing to sacrifice even his or her own life for God's larger plan and purpose. God has good plans for you. But his plans also encompass so much more than you can see right now. You will not even know many of the things that God accomplished through your obedience and faith. You're not even going to know that until you reach eternity. God's plan is so much bigger than any one of us. So, what have we learned about following God's leading between last week and this week? Following God's leading begins when you set out in faith. Setting out in faith means you follow God's leading promptly, you trust God to cover your losses, you don't wait for full information. And then now after you've set out in faith, after you've begun, what do? You must continue now to walk by faith. That means you don't expect instant results. You don't get too comfortable in one place. Be ready to camp out on God's promises, following God where he leads you until the day when God makes all of his promises come true. And then how do you keep on walking in faith even when you don't see the results? How do you keep your faith strong for the long term? You must look forward in faith to the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise. Remember, God works in eternity, not just in time. And God's plan is so much bigger than you or me. There's nothing more exciting, nothing more fulfilling than following God's leading in your life. It's not always easy, right? It takes faith, but in the end, all of God's paths are paths of peace and joy and fulfillment. So let me ask you this morning, will you commit yourself to the lifelong adventure of following God's leading? I hope and pray that you will. Please join me in prayer. Well, dear God, we thank you for this first section dealing with Abraham's faith. We've got a lot more to learn from Abraham before we're done with this chapter. But Lord, just one simple lesson on following your leading. It's one of the ways that we grow in our faith. It's one of the ways that we demonstrate our faith. It's one of the ways we express our faith in action. And Lord, it's not always easy because we can't see anything except the next step. And so we take that next step in faith. But Lord, we trust you. You are going before us. You are walking with us. You are around us and above us and within us and upholding us. And we can trust your good plan for our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.